Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bart Sharp with the show Becoming Quantum Conscious from United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network 107.7 and 103.5. Broadcast out of beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana, who I'm sure is having a beautiful spring day today. I am from Austin, Texas. And it's beautiful here as well. We're wishing all of those that are having snow still that you unsnow, as United Public Radio Network is worldwide, not only over the internet, but also on Roku, YouTube, Facebook. News of the Flip Side is a great place to go to connect to this show. And or you can just be here now with me, wherever you are. We welcome you to Becoming Quantum Conscious. I am Bart Sharp. And today's show is about Goddess Embodied. And, you know, what is that to have Goddess within you? In other words, have it as a vibration inside of your body. In today's show, I'm going to be doing this on my own, as I am really fascinated with Goddess consciousness / God consciousness. Anything that's consciousness of a higher power that exists inside of you, I am for. And that's what I love to practice, is that type of stuff. And so we're going to go on a personal journey of personal discoveries and things learned. And today we're going to do something a little different, in that I'm going to be doing energetic activations at the second half of the show. Somewhere in the middle, we're going to change the focus, and it's not going to be so intellectual. It's going to be totally energetic. And the idea is that we will activate this energy of Goddess Embodied inside of you, which is going to be kind of cool, because we're talking about a worldwide consciousness here, because United Public Radio Network is worldwide. We're all over the place, UK, France, Africa, and of course, the United States and Canada, even more. So that's kind of a great idea. If we do energetic activations together as a group, and it connects with all the people listening all over the world, and they connected to all over the place that they're connected to around the world. Sounds kind of dynamic to me. And that's the whole intention. How do we become that vibration that stretches out to everybody? That's what Becoming Quantum Conscious is about, is this vibration, energy, frequency, space, as we say, that's inside of you as a vibration, that we're able to be able to perceive it and then amplify it, play with it, so to speak, allow it to come into different aspects or parts of our body, such as our heart or our second chakra or other places, and then guide it. Sounds like a fun hour to me. I hope it's going to be for you. And I would like to start this show out with something I learned as a Catholic. I was an adult Catholic, childhood Baptist, also childhood pagan, I guess. We were kind of American Indian type of family, in a very odd way, in rural Texas. That's another story, rural Texas. So what I learned from the Catholics was God exists, or we could say Goddess. God exists within you, beyond you, and amongst others. And that's how our vibrational reality is. And today we're going to be going a little bit interior within you, but also we're going to go with theory, and that would be beyond you and amongst others. And when we think about theories, I'm going to use more of a term I learned in economics. That would be the macrocosm and the microcosm. And so the macrocosm is the big picture, how it's set out there in the micro. In this case, it's all about what's inside of you. And so we're going to just kind of explain those concepts about goddess energy from there, with the micro and the macro. And so when we think about the micro in the feminine awareness and development of feminine awareness, it all starts in childhood. Because in our inner child or our childhood self, like at 2, 3, 4 years old, you know, stretching up to 6, 7, 8 for some kids, they're more in a parasympathetic nervous system. They're relaxed. And they're more, their point of view is, I'm loving, I'm nurturing. I want everybody around me to be happy. We're all in this together. And I am one with my family. And I am one with my friends. And that's a child's perspective. You know, and when you think about it, it's a little bit like a goddess's attitude too, that we're all connected together. And a child just knows us naturally. You know, they came, when they come into this world, where they came from is probably a world of light, something where energies like the goddess just normally function. And so then they go through the indoctrination period of losing that. It's kind of like comparative to losing your beliefs in Santa Claus. Whenever you quit believing in the magic of life, it parallels a lot of times losing your connection with your parasympathetic nervous system and that relaxed state of being. And then as adults on the spiritual journey, we're really trying to find that back, trying to get back to the parasympathetic where our nervous system is relaxed. And we're kind of like the Dalai Lama or something, because that dude, even if you just see his photograph, you just feel this relaxed state of being. And it doesn't mean that the Dalai Lama is perfect. I've heard stories of, you know, the dark side of the Dalai. However, when you look at the energetic vibration or hear him in an interview, and I'm sure it'd be the same if you saw him live, which I've never been, having that privilege, you're probably feeling that parasympathetic nervous system that he radiates. You know, and this is a lot from getting in touch with your body and learning how to slow that vibration down. Now, one of the things that separates this is our emotions. If we're living in our negative emotions, we are most generally separated from our feminine self, and thus our divine feminine. And not to mention, we're starting to lose touch with our inner child. And this happens. I do shamanistic work with people, and this is what I constantly see, is people losing touch with their inner child because they do not have an answer for the things that frustrate them, or they don't have an answer to the abuse that happens to them, or various other things. And maybe it's just as simple as they're not allowed to protest or say, no, I don't like this. I'd rather be a dancer than being the image of what my father wants me to become. You know, stuff like that starts to separate you from your inner child, your feminine, and you start to transfer over to more of a masculine point of view. And this is kind of the nature of things, I suppose. There's nothing wrong with that. The masculine serves is great. However, if we want to get it back in touch with our divine feminine, learning to feel our anger and our sadness or shame or fears, that type of stuff is kind of essential, because we have to get back in touch with that inner child in order to be in touch with our feminine side. And so this is the big part of the micro journey of it all, is learning how to release this stuff and energetically releasing it. and feeling it in our body. If you went and saw a therapist, they might use something like a somatic approach where you would talk about your childhood and your traumatic experiences. And the therapist would say, well, do you feel that uncomfortable feeling in your gut right now as you talk about your mother? And, you know, you'd learn how to get in touch with that energy or this vibration of that emotion that is negative. And then you would learn how to transform it. And all of that stuff is really great stuff to do. And it's part of the goddess journey. I never saw a really tense and goddess that had a lot of anxiety issues. No, they're very direct with their emotions. They may have problems. They may have challenges. They may be mistreated. But the one thing you can count on in a goddess is that they are centered. They have a strong sense of self and something that is a power within that is stronger than anything else. And, you know, that's something of a characteristic. And I say that kind of jokingly, but it's really true with anybody that has that energy or has become an ascended master, and that they were like regular humans like you and I, and they rose their vibration to such a degree that they have ascended to a higher state of being and a higher place serving the world. So that's part of the most important journey is that. And, you know, it's very interesting when we step into the macrocosm of this. In the last 2,000 years, we have stepped away or put the goddess energy on the back burner, so to speak. We became patriarchal instead of matriarchal. And this is the time that Jesus came in, but also it was the time of the Roman Empire. And, you know, the Romans were the greatest shining example of the coming of the Age of Aries. And the Age of Aries is the creation of these last 2,000 years where man-made law dominates. And of course, right now, we have stepped into the Age of Aquarius, and a new 2,000-year era where nature-made law dominates. Right now, nature-made law is kind of confronting us with, you know, weird snowstorms in Canada that come out of the blue, extreme heat in Europe this past summer, and all kinds of other phenomenon as if the earth is protesting against our man-made laws. Some people would call that environmental awareness. However, this is a new era, and the goddess and that energy and that recognition that we're connected to a lot of other things abounds. It's kind of promising. I'm ready to let go of the man-made laws. It's not like we won't have laws anymore. We just might not have such ego-based laws. That might be unfair. So when we think of this new era, the last 2,000 years, and letting go of the goddess, it just kind of became underground, really. And all of these old energies that are the divine feminine haven't really gone away. And I think they're still relished, and they've been relished all along, just kind of more on the back burner, so to speak. You know, and we see this through things like rosary beads, the mass, and these rituals that people do that helps them center into themselves. You know, all kinds of meditations and stuff. These are teaching us how to get in touch with our parasympathetic nervous system and thus feel more relaxed in our body and have the opportunity to come to terms with our emotions and start to feel this sense of freedom. And that's part of the microcosm of all of these things. Of course, the macro and the patriarchal, the masculine perspective would be teaching this through a religion and teaching you how to do it out of books. And to me, about goddess embodiment is you read books to a certain degree, and it's great to have that information, but you had to find something that you can practice that teaches you how to center into the vibration of yourself. I like to call it creating the space. In other words, your body is an energetic space of being. And when we can start to feel that vibration inside of us, you're on this amazing journey of getting in touch with not only yourself, but a higher power. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a family that I really felt like the higher power or God was not to be trusted. And a lot of that was due to my relationship with my father, which was a bit of a scary one. And we often create the image of what God is in relation to our parents. And for some of us, that is not a very comfortable thing. So why have faith in a higher power when having faith in your parents was not a very rewarding experience? So, you know, that's one of the first obstacles for some people to see is what that's like to really trust a higher power. I was confronted with it by my experience with the Al-Anon programs, or it's a sister program to Alcoholics Anonymous, if you're unfamiliar with it. And the crucial part of the Al-Anon or Alcoholics or any 12-step program is the 12 steps. And one of the first steps is to have powerless or claim your powerlessness with a higher power. In other words, a higher power has something that you need to invite into your life. And claiming powerlessness with a higher power, that higher power knows more than me, it knows more than my mind, knows more than my ego, and knows more than the wounds that created my ego, is a pretty foreign concept to a lot of people when they first start on this journey, that I should actually trust spirit. And through Al-Anon and hearing the stories of all of these people that did trust, did put faith into something and ask for guidance, ask for something to come in a system with problems that they were having, and then seeing that these problems were solved, that they received guidance, that something had come to help them a lot of the times unexpectedly. And that started getting them to really trust that something much bigger and grander than them that they were connected to. This would be the God beyond them or the God amongst them. And also having a faith in something inside of them that it was connected to such, you know, for me, abstract concepts at the time, that actually God would work that away. And it's not about studying scripture or anything like that to really learn what God was. So, you know, a lot of this process is about giving that up and having faith. To me, that's what faith is asking, having a vulnerability that something could come in and change your life without you having a big control over it. And then being willing to continue on that journey or train of thought or belief system through your life, because you really begin to see that it works. And it does work. This is one of the first steps. You're starting to let your ego take a sidestep, that you don't have all of the answers, that something else can come in and assist you, that you're connected to something much bigger than you. And you can invite these energies or powers or beings into your life. And the proof in the pudding is for most people who've make that big step, their life is a lot better. So that's so much of what the journey is seeing what that is. And when we look at the goddess, now I've just been studying some of these, some books on goddess energies or goddess consciousness or the goddess themselves before the time of Christ. And, you know, the real essence is that they carry the consciousness of the earth, or Gaia, inside of them to give to the planet. They are the messenger. They are the transporter. They are the ones that really create that bridge between Earth self and God is self, and us, excuse me. So you know, it's kind of a thankless job that they serve so many people in that way and have done it for eons. And it all begins with self-love and nurturing of ourselves. And feeling that vibration of love inside of you. That is one of the most important parts of the goddess. Now, for me, I learned a lot about the goddess through my travels to Southwest France, which this is a very amazing and powerful place. There's a stargate there called Pic de Bougarache. There's a lot of ancient caves that emanate energy from sources within the earth and sources within the cosmos. And then there's amazing churches that seem to be aligned with certain energies from other power spots throughout Europe. Seems to be they're all connected together. And something about it was very ancient. In other words, somebody thousands of years ago, 5, 10, 15,000, maybe more, created ley lines that align with these power spots, and they energized them. And it created a sanctuary or a place for people to go to remember what the goddess was, but also to remember what a more enlightened energy was. And it reminded everybody and that their connection was with the earth, with Gaia. And really, I really think this is a lot with the teachings of Jesus still, but it's kind of like some of the more less Jews teachings. And it's very much, it's kind of taught in very subtle ways within Catholicism, in my opinion. And one of the more subtle ways of it happening is through Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary. As I was told, that somebody that was raised as a Catholic, if you wanted to pray to a bigger concept, such as that everybody develop a higher love, or that we have peace on earth, you know, a bigger concept, you would pray to Jesus, because Jesus is kind of that realm of these higher concepts that apply to us as a whole. However, if you wanted to be connected in a personal way with a higher power, and you had prayers, for example, you're praying for somebody to recover from heart surgery, you would pray to Mother Mary. And what I really learned about that was Mother Mary is very much connected with the earth. She's right here among us. She's very accessible. And this is not to disconnect us or create a disbelief in another important person in this Jesus story, which I haven't mentioned, is Mary Magdalene. And of course, as we go to France and talk to people about Magdalene, it's pretty much a common belief that she was the wife of Jesus. They had a daughter named Sarah, who founded a church at a little town in off the coast in the Provence region called Marie de la Mer, which means Mary by the sea, or Mary of the sea. It's a great church to go to. So there is some evidence that Sarah existed. There's evidence that Mary Magdalene existed in this area of southern France, as this is where they said she went. And I always love this. I love the French way of life and their symbolism. Because as you go into churches, you see artwork that people had made during the times of the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th centuries. They were really painting things in codes and symbolism to tell a story so it would not be forgotten. And one of my favorite symbols that I see out there is the three moons. And you'll see this three crescent moons on some of the artwork. And there's this one artist that's really does it a lot, who paints these pictures of unicorns with this big horn for the unicorn, like an exceptionally well-endowed unicorn. Of course, this is the symbol of Jesus. And so they have in the artistry, unicorn. And they also have in a lot of these pictures with the unicorn, the three moons, and another symbol, the lion. And the lion is the symbol of the sun. It's the strongest animal. And what is the most strongest animal, or the strongest planet, excuse me, is the sun. And so the symbolism of these paintings, as we start to research this, is that Jesus was not only the Son of God, but the Sun God. In other words, the spirit of Jesus that they're trying to say through the three moons symbolism is Jesus was of the Sun. That the spirit of the Son is simpatico with the Christos, or Yeshua or Jesus. And so that's one of the crescents. And the second crescent is Venus. And Venus is represented by Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene is one of, I guess, many goddesses that has an association with Venus. Of course, the most obvious is the Greek goddess Venus. And what they have in common is love, is a prolific expression of various forms of love. And that's a lot what the Venus energy is about, is the multitude of expressions of how an infinite source like the sun can be applied to our lives through love, through higher consciousness, through living with a higher power. In other words, there's going to be tons of applications for all to practice. Almost like a multifaceted diamond that has so many facets that you can't count them all. That's my image of Venus energy. And it's the multifacets of all the ways infinite consciousness can be expressed, interpreted, applied to your life and other people's lives. That to me is what the expression in the goddess of the giver of love gives to us. It gives us lots of expressions. And then the third moon is the moon. The moon represents the shadow and the light, the individual journey. So you have the sun, Venus, and the moon all together as this representation of what consciousness is. And when you see this on the paintings, what this tells us is that Jesus came from a much deeper source in history that had origins that dated back to Egypt and most likely before, because the Egyptians worshiped the sun. The Egyptians had some of the same mythology through Osiris, Isis, and Horus, and all of that's good stuff. And so we're going to do some activations with this, and we're also going to do some activations with Mother Mary. And just think about Mother Mary being a part of the earth. She is the, and when we say virgin, you know, in some of the terminology that I've read was that the virgin really means somebody that is less experienced in the normal ways of living and is dedicated to a spiritual embodiment. In other words, they're not doing sex and food and work and play the way the rest of us are doing. They're taking a much different course. And so it means a different experience in some ways. And I like to take it from that point with the Virgin Mary, or Mother Mary, as I like to call her. Now, it's really funny when I go to France and go to some of these power spots, there's some of them that Mary emanates from the earth very strongly, particularly some places in Montserrat, Spain, and in the Pyrenees. And when I meditate with these places and go into the energy of those spots, it always goes to a place deep within the earth that is of pure light. And what you would call this place is the Great Crystal. Now, this is not a Gaia energy. It is a reality of the Fae, the fairy, beings from other worlds that are integrating into the earth and serving the earth. And it's really strange when I would go to these Mother Mary spots and feel this energy of the Great Crystal, because I had meditated on the Great Crystal for a couple of years before venturing into Mother Mary. So I knew this vibration quite well. And I was able to talk to some of these spirit beings from the Great Crystal. And lo and behold, when I was at the Mother Mary sites, all of this was showing up. And it really baffled me. You know, what is this about? But as I learned, a lot of the apparitions of Mother Mary, she had fairy wings. And when you start to read some of the texts that are more hidden, that's what they say about Mary in a couple of applications, is that she had wings. So part of what, and this is where it gets really tricky, is there's the white goddess, of a goddess form that has appeared all throughout France. And then there's the Mother Mary form. And it's hard to distinguish which one is which a lot of the times. But one thing I know for sure is we can summon the Great Crystal and ask for the presence of Mother Mary to be here. And so with all of that said, I think it's time to switch into the second half of the show and do energetic activations. And I do this activation that comes from Access Consciousness, which is a wonderful tool that I've been doing for over 15 years. And I find that we can activate energies. We can summon in energies. And it's really quite wonderful. So the first part of this activation is, I say, I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness. And that means I'm inviting an infinite consciousness in. And then I want to signify what I'm going to activate of infinite consciousness. So let's just say I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of my the light within my heart to activate. And then we want to multiply it. And we say a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion, et cetera, et cetera. And as I do that, what you do throughout Radio Land is focus on your heart and feel this light consciousness, because that's what we're doing, the light consciousness within my within our heart to activate and expand. And so your job is to visualize this energy of tiny cells, molecules, etc., turning into light and spreading throughout your heart. And you're actually creating that reality. The thing is that your heart already knows all of this. Your heart is an infinite source. Your mind doesn't know this. Your ego doesn't know this. And that's really what we're training. So for you to concentrate on this amplifies it up. Now, let's just say that you're driving down the road or you're in the office and you really can't concentrate on it like that. That's okay, too. Just listen in and it will work on you. You know, you may be typing away, working on a project, and all of a sudden you feel lighter and better. And that's the activation working on you. And you're just connecting. And you might just say to yourself, yeah, I'm willing to receive this. I'm willing to go with this heart energy and Mother Mary energy and such. Yeah, I'm going to go for that. That's all you got to do. But if you really want to concentrate and do this as a meditation for the next 20 minutes, by all means, join in the party. Okay, so nothing like jumping into the fray here. So let's start. Let's start with just activating the light within our heart consciousness. So just pay attention to your heart chakra as I do this, as if you're going to turn on a light like that. Just pop that light on And then it's going to expand through billions and billions of cells throughout your heart and allow it to expand wherever it can in your body. So it's something that you're visualizing, and at the same time, you're following. In other words, your body may go straight to your throat with this activation or into your gut and allow that to happen. I don't know how it's going to work for you, but in your body's consciousness, it knows more than you or I know. So off we go. Here it is. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the light of our heart's consciousness to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I'm going to do this one again. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the light of our heart's consciousness to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And that right, wrong, good, bad thing is just a clearing statement that clears everything out of the way that is in your way. It's an excess consciousness clearing statement. Let's do it one more time. Just pay attention to that heart, and hopefully you feel it getting lighter. And I ask that everybody that's listening to the show connect out to everybody throughout the planet. And just allow your heart to connect out that big. As one of my favorite authors says, Joseph Chilton Pierce, we have one heart and 8 billion people. So can we connect out to that one heart consciousness? I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness, of the light of our heart consciousness and our one heart consciousness to activate and commune together a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And just feel your heart shine. Feel that light. If you're around people right now, just see that light go out to all of these people around you. There's people that you love, that you're thinking about. Visualize it going out to them. And let's do an activation on that. Or you can just visualize it going everywhere in your neighborhood, everywhere in your city, or even you can make it bigger than that if you choose. Let's expand it, everybody. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the light of our heart consciousness and our connectedness with everybody on the planet to activate and expand a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. You know, that picture of Jesus and Mother Mary, I love this painting where they're opening up their heart and there's a heart there, but there's just light shining out everywhere. It's kind of like a Superman type of thing, or maybe Superman copied that picture. I'm sure that's how it worked. But I want you to see yourself like that. And I would like you to take this a little bit. Let's take it a little bit deeper. Think of your favorite goddess. That might be Mother Mary. It might be Shakti. It might be Isis, Mary Magdalene. The list goes on and on. Whoever that is, or it could just be your angels, see them right behind you as if their heart is on the backside of your heart. And so we invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of this communion of heart source, of the God within you or goddess within you and the goddess of your choice, to commune together and activate a billion times 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 a billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. I hope you're having fun. I sure am. The energy here in Austin, Texas is starting to expand. At least it is in my body. And that's the whole thing about expansion, is the more you expand, the better your body feels, the better your consciousness feels, and the more you feel connected. All of that's a good thing. This is what goddess consciousness and goddess embodiment is all about, is that connection. So visualize the goddess behind you. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of our communion with the goddess to expand out the millions of people, a billion times 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 a billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And just think about how your consciousness can change if you're living in the reality that you're sending energy out of a higher vibration to millions of other people. What that says is your embodiment is pretty darn big. And would you be willing to claim on and acknowledge that you can have that in your life? And in the Alpha Omega Circle of Possibilities, we generate infinite consciousness of the God, Goddess within. All right. Let's take it another place. As we talked about the three moons earlier, the three crescent moons, when we think of the sun, at least for me, it's an infinite source. So let's ask the infinite source of the sun to come down and come through us. So I know some of you are in nighttime and some of you are in daytime, and it doesn't really matter. Would you be willing to connect to the infinite intensity of consciousness of the sun and visualize the sun energy coming down into your crown and into your heart, as if a sun is within your heart? That sounds fun, doesn't it? So we invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the infinite source of the sun to commune with us a billion times 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 a billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And let's do that one again. Just keep seeing that rays of sun going down through your crown and into your heart and expanding. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the infinite source of the sun to activate a billion times 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 a billion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And now I want you to visualize a big diamond in your heart, as we invite into consciousness of Venus. In other words, all the ways that infinite refracts into multidimensionality, multi-perspectives, multi-applications of love. So as this light of the sun comes in you, See it go into something very refractorial, interdimensional, that has billions of applications, all resonating in that diamond. So I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the refractory powers of Venus and its multi-applications of infinite from the sun to activate a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And let's do that one again, but in a different way. I invite the infinite intensity of consciousness of the multidimensional aspects of all the applications of what the vibrations of love and Venus can become with us, and what Venus holds of that. We multiply that a billion times 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 a billion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And just visualize the multi aspects of infinite coming into your heart and refracting out. And we ask these questions, almost like asking questions is like planting seeds into the reality. How can we have new experiences with love? How can we have more applications? What would it take for love to generate more consciousness of higher vibration within us? How can we perceive, know, be, and receive those multi-dimensional, multi-infinite applications? And in the Alpha Omega Circle of Possibilities, we generate multi-possibilities of love. That it be within us, amongst others, and beyond us. And that those seeds be planted. So feel what that feels like in your heart. And I hope y'all have enjoyed this experience with activations and with goddess embodiment. And my name is Bart Scharf with Becoming Quantum Conscious. Next week, we will have Robin Hart Shepherd teaching us about the magic of Tarot as we go into not only the history, but how it can be applied and how to use cards and just some wonderful aspects about this magical divination process that's been with us for hundreds to maybe thousands of years. And so it should be a really rich show. And that will be next Wednesday at 2:00 Central Standard Time on Becoming Quantum Consciousness, all sponsored by United Public Radio Network 107.7 and UFO Paranormal Radio Network 105.3, not only on the internet, on radio, but also on Roku, YouTube, Facebook. And I am so glad that you were with us today and this experience with Goddess Embodied. It's one of my favorite topics. And I hope to see y'all all next week and wishing y'all a wonderful day. Bye-bye for now.